Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Joe Fitzgerald, and joining us on the show are Michael and Trevor of InLight Fitness, coming to you from Ferndale, California. Gentlemen, how are you today? What's going on?
We're doing good.
Doing good.
Doing good. I'm excited to hear. I'm excited to get an insider look into this business and what it is that you guys do. Before we venture off into that discussion, context is key here. And so give us an idea of what InLight Fitness is in general. How do you describe what this gym is about?
I'll start a little bit. The name itself, InLight Fitness, that came from my partner, Trevor. And he was thinking about more like how fitness makes you feel. And so a little tagline that goes along with it is let your inner light shine. And so that's kind of our feeling about fitness. It's something that's for everybody. You're not too young. You're not too old. And we're just open to the community.
Okay. And so this is designed to be a resource for the community, right? To help people in a number of different ways, not just physically, but it sounds like it's bigger than that. Walk us back to when this idea started formulating in your head. When was it? When did we officially open the doors? Let's start there.
Well, we live in a super small community in Northern California, way up behind the Redwood Curtain, pretty close to the Oregon border. So our goal was, or my goal, and Michael, we have the same goal, basically, is to serve our community and to reach out and just to bloom where we've been planted. Michael and I are fifth or sixth generation Ferndale people, and we love our community, and we are both pretty darn passionate about fitness and what it does for the human body.
Sure.
And so we thought, well, maybe we could do something here in town. We're teachers, and maybe we can do something more to reach the people and just show them or help them with all the benefits that it has done for us throughout our lives. So we thought, well, maybe we can open a little place. And you know, that was 2009. And we rolled the dice, and we did, and it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of work, but it's been fun, a great journey.
Anybody that's able to stick around since 2009 or even this length of time must be doing something right. Average gyms are in and out of the industry in 3 to 4 years. So you guys are well beyond that traditional timeline. When you guys set out, are you in the same facility that you opened up in now?
No, we started in a facility that was right dead center on Main Street in Ferndale. And it just happened to be a location that was open at the time. And because previously to that, we were both working out in the one gym that was here in Ferndale. And we had even we had looked into actually purchasing that, but that fell through and it went to another person, which in the long run was great for us because we would have just been buying someone else's not very good equipment, you know, just to get ourselves started. So we just continued on and we found a space and we started cleaning it up and filling it up with, we've got in contact with Precor. So we were probably there for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, but it was a lease type of thing. And a new person came in and actually purchased the building and wanted us out. And so they were actually bought our lease from us, and we were able to move to a better facility actually.
Okay. And so that's the facility you're in now, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the facility. How many, what's the square footage? Is it one big open room? Do we have multiple divided sections? What does it look like if I were to walk through the doors?
Yeah, I know Kyle was asking about the square footage. I don't really know what it is. Yeah. It's a much better setup than our other place was pretty unique because it was kind of separated a little bit. We had our cardio area, studio area, and then the way back we had like our weights and stuff like this. But this place here is like a nice big tall long rectangle. And so we're able to still have our cardio and our weights on the sides with a turf running down the middle and in a studio area that we can divide with a curtain that we have because we also offer yoga. And so they like to curtain that off.
Understood. Okay. And so for clarity here, the model of this is based on memberships, right? People are paying a fee, coming and using the facility at their own. But we also have yoga. Do you guys have anything beyond the yoga? Is there personal training? Is there group training? Is there anything like this?
Yeah, we offer personal training to anybody, you know, who wants it. But we do also functional fitness classes is kind of our model. And then also in the past, we used to work with kids quite a bit and doing speed training. And that was very popular too.
Yeah. And so we've had a number of other services throughout your time. I think it's worthwhile to touch on being in California and the last 2.5 years of operations probably being a little bit different than the previous 7 before that. How do your membership numbers now compare to where they were 2019 or so?
We're probably up a few, actually, when we kind of reopened after the closing of through the pandemic and everything. We actually have got quite a few people who I, you know, don't really even know. You know, they might be new to the community or they're just, you know, want to start being part of the gym. So yeah. our membership is probably up a little bit.
Okay. Do you guys do any kind of advertising or how are we finding these new people, I guess, is the greater question.
You know, we're in a town with about 1,300 people. So when we first started, we did a few radio spots with a local radio station and we ran that for a while, but we're in such a small little community that it's mostly word of mouth. We don't do a lot of advertising, or actually we do no advertising. It's mostly word of mouth. And we have been born and raised in this town, so we know pretty much everybody. So we really don't advertise. It's mostly word of mouth, and that's kind of our model.
Okay, and so it's been word of mouth. Do you guys have room for growth in the facility?
We do. We're always looking, you know, it's great to have new members sign up, but we're not actively recruiting people or we just, you know, answer the phones and talk to people if they're interested in signing up. But our model is really different than your corporate fitness place. People want to sign up. That's great. We try to role model. We're both, Michael's a cyclist. I'm a runner. So we're out running and cycling a lot in a visible space on the roads. So people see our active lifestyles and, you know, we hope that through conversations or just through actively modeling that they'll sign up. So it's a very low aggressive model when it comes to bringing new people in.
I see. Honest. And so you are the billboards, right? We're attracting some new members. And so it sounds like to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, it sounds like to me that this isn't a financial need to bring people in, right? This is somewhat, we're okay with growth come what may. Is that somewhat the mentality?
Yeah, we are hoping to, to one day, you know, bring home a little bit of money from the business. But what one thing we've been able to do is that we've been able to keep our equipment current. And we're just in the process right now of replacing all of our cardio equipment. And we've been able to add pieces along the way. We got like an assault runner and an assault bike that we've added here recently. And so, and then we also have a little business car that we're, you know, we were able to purchase. So, you know, we feel pretty successful just being able to do that, whether we're bringing money home in our pocket or not.
Sure. And I think it's important to recognize that even the most financially successful businesses, typically it's not a gym owner drinking mimosas on the beach and driving a Ferrari. Typically it is reinvested into the facility in some capacity like that. And I think it's also important to note that for a facility like this, out willing and with the goal of helping the community, we can help a lot. Like money is a really, really great way to solve a lot of issues, and we can help a lot of people if we have more money available. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so as you guys look to the future, Michael, you sort of alluded to it already. What's the longer term goal with this business? Where do you see this thing going?
Like, I think my end of it, I feel we have our community is an aging community. We have a lot of retired people, and people move here from other areas. You know, maybe they have visited before they retired, and then they come through and they think, wow, this is some place that I want to be, you know, I want to retire in. So I would like to kind of build on that and get some of the aging population in here. You know, I don't want to start necessarily at ground zero. I like to work with seniors who just want to continue their active lifestyle. And so, you know, we do have a few people who are part of the community, and they have retired, and they were part of the gym when we very first opened. And I've told them over and over, you are going to be so happy when you retire that you have kept your body the way it is, instead of waiting till after you retire. Oh man, now it's time to take care of myself. And, you know, they're doing great. And they're in their late 60s and early 70s.
Yep.
And they come in and do these functional fitness workouts, and they can't say more about them, you know?
And so that's the demographic that you think will be sort of the target as you guys move forward, is somewhat of the older population?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so personally, for the two of you guys, do you think at any point this will become more of a full-time pursuit for you?
Well, I mean, I know that, like I say, I have another year and then I'll retire. I do want to, you know, continue my own active lifestyle. So, it'll kind of wait and see, you know, like right now, you know, doing classes and, you know, having the yoga will just, it'll be kind of a wait and see type of thing.
Sure. And Trevor?
Yeah. I'm a little bit younger than Michael. It would be my goal. I'm such a simple mind. I would like to make sure this place is still operating and running when I'm 95. That's kind of my simple goal.
Yeah.
And to me, that means we have enough members to keep the doors open. Yeah, it would be great if we thrived and we added a couple hundred members, which we could possibly do. But I just want to make sure the service is always open to our community. We're both really community-based people, but it would be great to also that if the financial end was, you know, if we had more members and made a little bit more to complement or supplement our retirements, you know, so.
Sure. It sounds silly to say, but I've never met somebody who's not okay with making more money, right?
Yeah.
If it comes, right, it's okay, mm-hmm. right? I think what you are doing is important. Go ahead, Michael, I interrupted you.
I was just going to say, like Trevor said before, our community is only about like 1,300 people or so. And we live across the river, from the nearest other community, which is really only about, you know, 10 minutes away or so. But one thing that we've learned is really, you're only going to really draw from our own community because this really has to do a lot with convenience. people might, you know, even though they might live only 10, 15 minutes away, after a little while, they say, man, I'm just not getting there. I'm just not getting there. And it really does have to do with the convenience. And that's what we found with our advertising. We were, you know, kind of preaching to the choir. We weren't necessarily reaching, you know, beyond, you know, our own community, and our own community kind of already knew about us. And so that's kind of what I see as far as getting more and more members. It's really just going to be from our own community.
Got it. All right. Well, guys, I think that's a pretty good place to begin to wrap up our conversation, but I want to give the microphone back to you for a moment and tell people where they could learn a little bit more about this. Do you guys have a website, or do we have social media, or where can people find out more about this business?
We do not have, well, we do, but it's not a very advanced website. We have social media, Instagram, that we do some posting on, and that's right. Basically it, I think. Yeah, we probably should really work on that part, but
and we've had some one guy in particular, he's really savvy, and he has you know, he's reached out and said, hey man, I think I can help you get going on this, and he'll post, you know, he'll post things of, you know, some of his own workouts and things like that, and that, you know, where he's at and what a great place this is. And, you know, we kind of get a little bit of that.
Sure. And so to be determined on the website, but at least we have Facebook and Instagram. So check out Enlight Fitness and connect with Michael and Trevor on those platforms. Gentlemen, I've had a blast having this kind of conversation. I think it's always important to keep in perspective where we are and the strengths that we have, but also the things that we know that we can improve on as well. And so I appreciate you both touching on both sides of that. I can't thank you enough for your time. I'm excited to see what this ends up looking like for you here as we move forward. And I wish you nothing but the best, guys.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. To everyone who tuned in today, thank you as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you're interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out. Our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Montero, and today we're joined by Ed Sundberg of Elite Fitness Personal Training in Rochester, New York. Ed, how are we doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You got it, brother. Thank you for coming on. Monday morning, right? I'm sure we've already had some sessions in the books and a lot of stuff going on at the business. So let's dive in, man. Elite Fitness Personal Training, you guys opened back in 2008, so about 14 years at this point, which is pretty awesome. So congrats on that, man. One.
Oh, thank you.
You got it, dude. Let's go back in time, right? So 2007, 2008, you're thinking about opening this gym. Where is your mindset then as far as like a goal for you from a business sense as to why you want to open the gym?
So I was always really into sports and fitness, wellness, working out. The thought of going to an office every day really wasn't very appealing.
No.
And if you can have a job where you get to wear shorts every day, I figured let's give it a shot.
Yeah. So that was the original mindset back in the day. You know, I was the same way, man. If I can, the office job ain't for me. And if we can make money doing something we love, fitness, training others, I'm like, awesome, right? And
completely.
Which is great, man. So before we get into what you do day in and day out over the past 14 years here, I want to talk about your space. So I think it's pretty unique for your model, right? So, got a big space, 6,000 plus square feet there in Rochester. Talk to us about maybe the evolution of your spaces and like where you are now and kind of why you chose that.
For sure. So we started out it was just me, 1,000 square foot room, seven yep. pieces of equipment, doing training appointments all day long. Really was kind of capped at how many hours right. you can work in a day.
Right.
Certainly wanted to expand. As I started to realize, hey, you can make more money if you build a nice spot for people. Yeah. I really went for it, got a huge old warehouse, fixed it up to be modern, up to date, and started just buying pieces of equipment as I went to fill the space.
Yep. Nice. And now you're in, or 6,000 square feet, right? So kind of led with revenue, grew over time, which is obviously a really good sound approach. When you went to this big space, why go from 1,000 to 6,000? What was the reasoning behind the space you have now?
Well, I was really location driven. So I had to be in that same location, just within, you know, a couple minute radius from where I started. Didn't want to lose any clients with move-in. I had always rented to one other person in the past. I really focused on learning the equipment, what equipment is good, what equipment could be valuable, what equipment could be either traded or resold for value in the future. And that's where I started gearing my business towards. The more and nicer equipment I could get to really not to compete with these big box gyms, but to have the same stuff they have started to really become my goal.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, and then you can obviously have good coaching surrounded by the equipment, kind of best of both worlds, right? I always say like I compare it to like fixing a car, like the mechanic needs the right tool, right? So our fitness 100%. Equipment, kind of the same idea. For certain bodies, we need certain pieces of equipment. So if you have the capacity to do that, I think that's awesome. And obviously a huge asset for your facility there, man, for sure. So with that being said, Ed, let's just talk to the listeners about your actual model you run in this 6,000 square foot space.
So the model I run, I try to get as many revenue sources out of the one brick and mortar location as possible. So not only do I run my personal training business, me doing one-on-one appointments, I have the ability to, I rent the studio to other personal trainers looking to run their business. So business owners who want to run their own business, but don't want the startup costs of opening that personal training business.
Okay.
So they're still they're not employees. They're still, they're business owners, but they just subcontract out of my studio. I always kind of explain it like, I'm like your landlord, but I also own 130 pieces of fitness equipment as well.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you, man, for sure. And so let's go back in time. Why did you decide to go down that route as opposed to like the W-2 route of having trainers under you as your employees? Where is your mindset behind? Because those are the two options you have, right?
Well, the biggest struggle I face is finding really good trainers that understand it's a co-op space that still want to work with everybody and make it an awesome, you know, vibe.
Right.
So what I wanted to do is find motivated people who want to be in their own business space, who want all the responsibility, who are full time. It's hard to find that. And this was the best approach to find those types of people.
Okay. Very cool. So all your other trainers are full time. You have 10 trainers, right?
We only allow full time trainers in the space. It's their full time job. We want it to be a very, you know, serious vibe. Everyone's there to it's a professional atmosphere.
Yep. I love it. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for, man. Yeah. Professional atmosphere, coaches that are serious about what they're doing, serious about their craft, about their clients, all that good stuff. Ed, you can hear me, right?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Yeah. We a little frozen on the screen. No big deal, man. We'll keep rolling. So, so cool. Appreciate you sharing that message with us now. And why you have gone down this route and this model. Obviously, working for you guys, you've been there 14 years, which is great, man. Let's dive into the business now. So, like, how do you market this to get clients in the door? How do you market it to get clients in the door? And how do you market it to get other trainers in the door?
So we had a website built. We do a lot of search engine SEO. It's called the search engine optimization. So if you type in personal trainer Rochester, New York or Penfield, New York, we're going to come up in the geared list on the first page. We also try to, you know, get great reviews. And really what I try to sell mostly is have people come to the space. When you would compare my space versus other personal training spaces, you're going to see the difference as soon as you walk in. So you're going to see that big commercial feel with that one-on-one, you know, hometown vibe. You know, they see me, I'm the owner, I'm there every day. I smile at you when you walk in the door. when you're going to see your trainer, these other big spaces or these small spaces, you're not going to get that. So that's how we try. And then word of mouth, mostly we try to get people to have a great experience. The better experience you have, the more people you're going to tell, the more people you're going to say, hey, you got to give this a shot.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Word of mouth's great for what we do. And like, you have a unique model there. So I think it's obviously really cool to highlight that. Now, are you doing, with your model being personal training, are you guys doing any stuff online as far as like digital advertising, paid advertising, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, that sort of thing?
We don't do any paid advertising. Okay. So we do solely organic word of mouth.
Yep.
I think a bonus is I've been around for a long time.
Sure, sure.
I also, what I really do a lot of as well is I build other facilities for trainers looking to open their own spaces.
Nice.
So like if you were going to open your own space, you don't have a great knowledge of the equipment and what it will take and moving it and all that. But I have been able to execute that where you hire me to set up this space for you.
Yeah.
So not only if you don't want to rent from me, that's fine. We can set up your own space for you with equipment, flooring, mirrors, etc.
So that's almost like a third revenue stream that you have.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. Yeah. And I'm always of the type of mind you want to create as many revenue streams as we can in this industry. There's ups, there's downs, lockdown during the pandemic, all these sort of things. So yeah, really good, man, to be forward thinking. Now, any reason why, to go back to that paid advertising piece, you haven't done it as it doesn't fit your model, or what's your reasoning behind that?
Anytime I really experienced paying for an ad or something, yeah, I just never got great return on it. It always seemed not worth it versus if I spent more time, energy, and money on doing the things I know I can do well, I would get a better return, whether it's just spending extra time with a client, you know, incentivizing them. Hey, here's 2 free appointments. Yeah. Mention me at work, bring a card to work. You know, bring a friend in with you is a better use of my resources than paying on a kind of a cold advertisement that you can't control who sees it. You can't really gear who's going to be calling you.
Yeah, sure. Agreed, man. Return on investment has to be there. Obviously, like, you know, we don't want to be wasting money, so to speak. So yeah, I hear you with that, man. Now, Ed, you brought up, you know, getting people through word of mouth, then using some incentives and referrals and that sort of thing, which is awesome. Well, say I was to join today, what's like that initial kind of offer or initial experience like for that new client?
So you're going to come in, you're going to meet with me. Now, I'm going to pair you up with someone who I think is going to be the best fit for you.
Okay.
So I'm big about, you know, making sure you're going to have a great experience. You might be looking for a female trainer. You might be looking for maybe a younger person, an older person. I mean, it's going to be fit to your model and what you're looking for.
Nice.
So you come in, you'll meet with me, we'll tour the gym, we'll kind of go over some pricing platforms, some pricing strategies for you, some frequency, how many times are you going to come in, what's your goals, what do you think you can accomplish, what can't you accomplish, and then I'll pair you up with someone who will be a great fit for you. Each session is about an hour long.
Nice.
Our number one sales is a package of 10. And that gets you the commitment to keep coming in on your schedule. You've already paid for it. It's going to be the best bang for your buck in terms of cost per hour. And then we'll go over the program will be built to your goals, to your wants, to your needs, your limitations, et cetera.
Okay. Okay. So you're running all that lead nurture, that initial setup process.
Correct.
And delegating them to your team of trainers there behind it, which is awesome, man. So yeah, that's cool. A lot of stuff there. I want to touch on the 10-pack model that you chose. Have you done that? Why do you go with the 10-pack as opposed to any other 1,000 ways to do it?
So the 10-pack gets you into a good price point.
Okay.
It keeps you locked in to really get the full advantages of the training. I mean, one session really isn't going to help you.
Right.
10, you can start seeing, hey, I am feeling better. My knees hurt a little less. You know, whatever the case may be. And that gets you the ability to re-up as you go, so you're not committed or locked in. And I didn't want people to feel like they were locked in. They had to come here because they already paid for it. In the 10-pack model, they keep renewing, they keep feeling good about giving money, and they're not feeling like they're getting taken advantage of or locked into a contract that they no longer want to participate in.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And like, obviously keeps us, I think, as trainers on our toes, because we have to continually.
Absolutely.
Good job. And it's a lot of pros to that, I think, from just our performance standpoint and like showing we care and not just, you know, So yeah, I like that approach for sure. Have you ever thought about changing that, or are you guys are you pretty happy with how that's worked so far?
Well, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right?
True, so true, yeah, I agree.
It's been working. It keeps people engaged. It keeps me engaged, like you kind of touched on. You know, I'm earning my money then. Every 10 sessions, they got to sign the check and hand it to me. And if I'm not doing my job, they're not going to do that.
Right. Yeah. That's the best part of that I like too, is just that, like what you just said, it keeps us on our toes, keeps us getting better and, putting our best foot forward, so to speak. So yeah, Ed, I agree, man. Now to move on to we get clients in the door, hard enough to do that. We want to keep them for as long as we can. Right. So that retention piece is very important. Since you've been there 14 years, man, what's the life cycle of a client look like for you guys?
I have had most of my clients for years. I don't really get a ton of kind of dropout. So if you're there, I sell the lifestyle. You got to be committed to this. You got to build the lifestyle. You got to be about it all the time. I'm seeing people who aren't going to go to the gym by themselves or aren't going to go with the frequency they need to.
Right.
And they've just made me or my facility a part of their lifestyle.
Yep.
I've had clients, I still see them today. I've seen them today already that have been coming for over a decade.
Nice.
So it really is I get very few people who drop out.
Yeah, that's great.
Once they stick with me, they usually stick with me for a long while. And that's the same thing with kind of my subcontractors. Once they go there, once they start renting, they usually don't leave. They stay there. They're 7, 8, 9 years they've been there.
That's awesome, man. And obviously doing the personal training model, it makes it easier for us to build that relationship, which obviously lends to better retention, which is great, man. So with that, with all that stuff being said, where are your members able to spend more money with you on top of that personal training package? Do you guys do any nutrition or supplements or?
We definitely do some nutrition. You have the option to buy some nutrition planning. We do definitely build some nutrition into your training program, but we tried to be a kind of a one-stop shop for, not, I don't want to call it a flat fee, but as for being a member there, you're getting kind of everything included. You know, you're getting your cardio advice, you're getting your strength training advice, you're getting your nutrition advice, all under one roof.
Sure. Makes sense. Do one thing and do it really well. So that's I love it. Yeah. So, and like you said, if it's not broke, maybe we don't look to fix that part of the equation. So with all that being said, man, Elite Fitness PT, been doing this 14 plus years. Where are you guys focused now on growth, to serve more people over the next year, Ed? Where's your mindset right now, today, moving forward?
So beyond getting another, more subcontractors in this space, I've really branched off into buying and selling fitness equipment.
Nice.
So the number one buyer of brand new fitness equipment is colleges and universities.
Yep.
Every 3 years, it's built right into their budgets. They liquidate it. Yep. I'm the guy who buys that, and then I resell it into the marketplace. I've mentioned I build out gyms for people. I build out gyms for corporate facilities, schools, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of where I've been really branching out, is the marketability of the fitness equipment after somebody buys it brand new. The cost breakdown is enormous between once I buy it new and 3 years later. The difference is unbelievable. So I've really tried to get not as knowledgeable as possible on the equipment, the service aspect. So we do service as well. So we'll service big colleges, police stations, schools, et cetera. So we do the whole service contracts as well. So not only do we sell equipment, we then service the equipment. And that's how we've been really trying to generate more and more revenue as we move forward.
Yeah, man, that's really cool. I like that a lot. How have you been able to get your name and what you're doing in that part of the business out to the general public, to schools, to police departments?
Kind of the same. And I guess my tagline is, if I wouldn't put it in my studio, I wouldn't bring it to you.
Sure.
So
sure.
You're getting top flight service.
Yeah.
I joke all the time, it means more to me than it is to you when I bring the equipment to you. It's going to be a flagship unit. We give you the same warranty the manufacturer gives you. We have the best technicians. where if I'm not happy, it's not coming to you.
Right.
So we've really been able to generate word of mouth, the same way I built this other business, word of mouth, the best service, the highest end, immediate contacts. You know, you talk to me, the owner. You don't talk to a salesman. You don't talk to someone who's never going to talk to you again. You call me directly. So we've been able to build some real word of mouth that route. We do some like on the marketplace selling of the equipment, but it is mostly like, hey, we want you to get the best experience possible. And we're going to be able to do it for 60% less than a big fitness equipment company. And you talk to me, the owner, the whole time.
Yeah. That's big, Manny. A lot of pros to that. And I just like that you're growing as an entrepreneur in a space, you know what I'm saying? And kind of reinventing some things, adding some more services, and like creating as many revenue streams as we can, because I think that's the key. You know, if we can make, like I said earlier, if we can make money doing stuff we're passionate about, like, that's awesome. And it's
absolutely
it's stuff that really helps society get fitter, healthier, better all around. So like, I love it, man. So Ed, I think it's a beautiful place to wrap this up. Where can the listeners check you out and your businesses online, social media, all that good stuff?
So we're on Instagram. We are on obviously online, elitefitnesspersonaltraining.com, and we also have a Facebook page. So certainly check us out if you'd like to give us a follow, and that's where we'll be.
Beautiful, man. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for coming on, Ed. We wish you the best of luck, man, and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great week.
You too, brother. And listeners, we appreciate you guys as well. Please hit like and subscribe to be notified for future episodes. And until next time, Gym Lords, we are out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple: cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more, or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on prestigelabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Alex Beck, and joining us on the show is Levi Sampley from CrossFit Inevitable out of Elizabethtown, Kentucky. What's going on, Levi? Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Of course. I'm excited to have you on. I know you just got started here a couple months ago, so excited to talk a little bit here about what you have going on and your plans for your facility this year. But cool, let's not waste any time here. How did you get started? What is it that made you want to start with running your own fitness facility, your own CrossFit gym in specific?
Yeah, so, you know, the path is always like complicated and twisted to get to anything good, I feel like, but I'll try to simplify it a little bit. During a shutdown, during the pandemic, we were having, we have a decent home gym. So we're having a few people come to our house to work out and train during that time, friends. And so after that, we kind of, my wife and I had both been members of a gym at that point. And we just kind of were seeing how much we enjoy just having the people there in our home working out with us. And one thing led to another, and one of the other couples that were coming to our home, they started talking to us about how someday they would love to have a gym, to start a CrossFit gym. And my wife Charity and I had talked about the same thing together, that someday, eventually, somewhere, I don't know when, or where that we would like to have a CrossFit gym and be part of moving the needle and helping people find health in their lives. And so when we started talking about it with this other couple, and their names are Robert and Tiffany, we kind of just saw that our visions for what we wanted were very, very similar. And we started having serious conversations about starting a gym and what that would look like. So kind of through the process of that and looking at options for leasing and building and doing, you know, different options for space, we decided to start here in our home and to have a limited membership and limited class sizes, but go ahead and get the gym business up and running. So my background is video production. That's my job. I'm self-employed business owner that has done video and film production for brands for the past, I guess, 11 years. My brother and I started 11 years ago. So we worked with national global brands, GE, Valvoline, you know, a lot of the Sazerac spirits brands that you may have heard of, like Buffalo Trace or, you know, other brands, Heaven Hill Distillery and stuff like that. So I kind of know what all goes into the back end of making a business. And I knew that that's time consuming, but it's so critical, especially from the standpoint of establishing and helping everybody that is involved in the business to understand what the kind of personality of the business is. What is that story? What is the message that we are giving people?
Right.
And we need consistency in that. And that takes time to kind of iron out and word out and be able to work through. Not to mention the logistics and of things, setting up your LLC and getting a name approved by CrossFit for an affiliation, and all those other kind of, you know, more operational things that have to be done. All right, we got to have a waiver. We got to have all this stuff. All that takes time. So we decided that this year we wanted to go ahead and start it and work through those kind of operational processes and branding pieces with a small limited number of people, because we know that if the product that we're offering is excellent, then there will be a demand for it and that the growth will be there. So we just kind of wanted to make sure that we had everything figured out and our feet underneath of us from all of those standpoints before we moved into kind of the next phase.
Yeah. And what are you guys really looking for in a commercial space? What does that look like to you? Because obviously you're in, you know, 1,000 square foot space now. What is that goal space look like to you? Is there a certain size that you want? Do you want to be able to offer certain services from within your facility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So ideally, our permanent space would be somewhat of a unique facility in terms of a CrossFit gym. Okay. I've been to quite a few CrossFit gyms across the country, and they're all unique, they're all special, and that's one of the beautiful things about the brand and the affiliation is the variety and the kind of personality that each person can bring to it, just like we are able to have one in our home. You know, that is such a unique experience to be able to offer people. But in that space, it's important to us that we have room and separation so that you can have more than just one class happening.
Yeah.
Right. There's room for kids' area, for kids' class to be happening, for, you know, other recreational activities. And so I'm not exactly sure where that place, if it exists or if it's going to have to be built. But that's, you know, a great welcome area separate from the gym where you can get other things, you know, if it's nutritional needs or apparel or kind of other things like that. That's just an awesome place, even if you're not a member of the gym, to be able to come in and get things that you need in for your health journey. And the focus for all of those things for us is to be able to ultimately help people move toward health in their lives, right? So classes, there's so much to be had from a CrossFit class as far as like moving better, mindset, like all of these areas that can be coached in. There's opportunity to talk to people about their nutrition and their sleep habits and all of these things. But at the end of the day, you only have the time of that class with those, however many people are in that class, divided by the amount of people that are in that class. And so it's important to us to be able to have the area outside where people can, we can dive into those things more deeply. You know, let's talk more about our habits, our mindset, and our beliefs around things like food and around our health, and help move people from where they are more to the fitness and to the health side of that, you know, a spectrum.
Definitely. And I think it's really smart that you want to push into that direction. Something that I've noticed with so many CrossFit gyms that I've spoken to is they're starting to offer so many different types of services, you know, not just the group training model anymore. They're doing semi-private, private, nutrition, accountability. Some are selling supplements. So it's really crazy to see how CrossFit is starting to diversify. And at the end of the day, it just gives you more room to not only give more value to your members and help them reach their goals, but have them give more value to you in the form of being able to diversify your revenue, make more money here. What are some of the milestones that you have to hit for you to be able to be like, okay, I'm ready to move to this next facility, to get a commercial space? When you look at, you know, what you have going on right now, what are the milestones that you need to hit to get there?
Sorry, it wasn't storming before I started the podcast, and apparently it's like storming now. I just heard a giant clap of thunder.
No worries. Luckily, I didn't hear it. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So I think that the milestones for us are a little bit different because we're dealing with a little bit of unknowns for what that future permanent space looks like. So as far as getting the interim building built, like we're just hoping to get that as soon as possible. And what that's going to allow us to do is to have a larger class, to have more members, and to offer more services. And so while we're able to use that, that's where that whole process of figuring out, okay, now where are we going from here? Like we've kind of looked around and looked at some properties and stuff like that, but okay, now we need to take a serious look at that and kind of put more dedicated numbers to it, if that makes sense. We've kind of ballparked everything right now.
Okay.
And so for us, it's kind of more about like maximizing our interim facility.
Okay.
And then finding the perfect place. And whenever we find the perfect place, we're not rushing out. We don't have like, it has to be at the end of 2024 or what, you know, whatever it is. It will be more of an organic process of like, kind of moving through that.
Yeah. I'm basically just kind of transferring members from one location to your actual commercial space. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you're offering mostly group training, like most CrossFit facilities. That kind of leads me to my next question here about how many members are you currently serving right now?
Currently, I think we're between 5 and 10 members.
Definitely. And so you're sitting at about 5 to 10 members, just got started a couple months ago. I do always like to ask, is that a number that you want to stop at, or are you trying to hit the gas right now and see some new faces?
So there's very little gas being applied to it right at this moment, mostly because currently in our home, we can only facilitate about 4 people per class.
Okay. And how many classes are you? Okay. How many classes are you able to hold a day? Or do you
hold? We're able to hold we hold 3 classes a day.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
3 afternoon classes. And so we're just kind of like the people that are here are people that just came in. They're not people that we went out and
found.
We're looking for, found or advertised in or anything like that. And so more people come, that's great. And I know that they will. But we're not ready to hit the gas. We just started, let's see here, it's June. We basically just started at the end of last month, like establishing even a social media presence whatsoever.
Right.
And so as that kind of continues to grow and build, I know there will be more exposure in our local area through that without, I don't consider that marketing if it's not paid advertising. Hey,
right, organic.
Yeah, and if it's not like purposely like, hey, we're posting for the purpose of bringing people in, and that's not what we're doing right now. We're posting for the purpose of establishing the brand on social media so that then we can make kind of campaigns and people, when people come to the social media, they can get a clear picture of who we are kind of at a glance. And so that process of ramping up and kind of putting the foot to the gas pedal probably will not really happen until the interim building is done.
Okay.
What's the timeline?
Is it being built already? What's the timeline look for your interim building?
Yeah, so we have footers in the ground, and I was hoping to have it done sometime in August, but it's been 2 months and I still haven't been able to get the concrete for the walls. There's like a cement shortage. Once I get past the can get the foundation in completely, then it'll be relatively quickly.
Okay.
But we're hung up there.
And you're doing 3 classes a day right now. Is that more so based off time constraint for yourself as the owner/trainer, or is it more so because you don't have enough members to do more classes at a time? Or do more classes throughout the day?
Yeah, no, it is. That's solely on just the time that we are wanting to dedicate to classes versus to the brand or toward other things going on in life currently, right at this moment.
Okay, definitely. And so what's kind of your process, at least so far, for getting the members that you do have? Has it mostly been like a word of mouth community outreach to get the members you have?
Yeah, somewhat. Some people, I say a couple were already aware of like that we had a home gym and had been here before and had visited. Some people had reached out just because my wife and I have been in a part of the CrossFit community and part of, my wife has been a coach for a long time. And so she has a strong presence as a coach that people come to her looking for, whether it's nutrition coaching or other types of coaching. Cool. But I would say there were just kind of mostly, well, and then there were a couple people, just a conversation that I had that Charity and I had with someone that we just met in an event in here locally in town that we didn't know, and we just started talking to them, and they just started saying how they were looking for something new. They were looking for some kind of strength and conditioning program that would be different than what they were doing now. And we just said, well, just come over and work out with us, just see what you think and see if you like it. And that person brought someone else, and just a very organic kind of growth process.
And I always like to ask CrossFit people this, Levi, what's your stance on, you know, kind of digital marketing or, you know, lead gen in order to bring in new members? Because I know once upon a time, CrossFit, the brand really sold itself, right? Like you used to be able to climb up to 200 members just by having the CrossFit name, but it's kind of switched over the years here. So at least for you, when you look at, you know, eventually you're going to get a bigger facility, need more members, have to fill up classes. What are your ideas of or thoughts of how you're going to do that?
So I think that generating leads and all of that is a very important process. That advertising, marketing, that is all necessary part of owning and operating a business if you wanted to grow, if you want to continually climb. But none of it is worth anything if you don't have a clear message for the public of who you are, what you're doing, and are actually providing an excellent service say that you are. You can't just say, hey, we focus on excellence. What does that even mean? You know,
right.
It needs to exist, and it doesn't need to be something that I had to tell you about. It's something that you already know, because you, for the most part, we're probably going to be talking to people that have some familiarity with the brand, just because the city that we're in is a population of about 60,000 people. I think a daytime population of 100,000. It's small. And so people know for the most part what's going on, or if there's a new business or something like that. I think that it, like, to me, I see it very clearly as just you must establish a strong foundation of actual excellence being executed. From that, you can then launch into advertising, sharing, generating leads, and all of those things are very, very important, but not without the base.
I agree. I always tell people that, as you know, business owners in the fitness industry, we don't necessarily sell fitness, right? We sell results. We sell a lifestyle. So it's important that from within your facility that you're providing those, right? That you have the community, that you're providing the results for your members. You have a good product, proof of product. Now for you, I know you just got started a couple months ago. Do you guys really have like a sales system, or what's really your process? Let's say I'm interested in, you know, working with you guys and becoming a member. What's your process from turning me into just an interested lead into a paying member?
Yeah. So right now, the way that process looks is if Alex, you say, hey, I'm kind of interested. I've thought about trying CrossFit and would like to know more. I say, hey, that's awesome. Come and work out with us. Just come and try it. What day this week works. And it doesn't even have to be during class time. If you want to just come in, and that's one of the benefits that we have right now of being such a small facility and small operation, is that we can offer very personalized actions like that. But then before you would come, we would send you a kind of a health history form that would go over, like, all right, are you working out currently? Just give us some information about you,
right?
So that we can best help and coach you when you're here, and then sign a waiver and just experience it. Just pure as that. Like, we believe and have seen it time after time and over years, is that if someone will come and actually give it a chance and experience it, is that you would have to basically just say, look, I know this is awesome, but I just don't want to do it, and walk away. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's pretty clear. And so then after that, if you express more interest and want to come back, you know, then we will do a more detailed questionnaire that has a lot of more information about like what your goals are, what do you want to accomplish? Is it weight loss? Is it muscle mass? Is it you just want to be able to feel better, and kind of dig into that a bit more. And then you would sign up just through our payment portal that we have on our website. And then all of our gym management, like the workouts and announcements and all of that stuff, is run through an online platform called SugarWad, we can manage the kind of the details of that. So you get into that system, and you can see the day, the workout of the day with notes and log your scores and fist bump, you know, other members, and tell them good job on their workout and great effort.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. And then in that, we also have the ability to host a bunch of different tracks. So like right now we're doing a 4-week nutrition challenge.
Okay.
And you can go to the challenge and you can log, you know, how many fruits and vegetables you had today, and kind of have a whole effort around that also.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And do you guys do like an onboarding class? I know a lot of CrossFit facilities, they'll do like the first consultation, maybe a 30-minute free trial workout, and then after that, mm-hmm. they put them into an onboarding class. Is that something you guys do?
Yes, a variation of that. It kind of looks like 3 personal training sessions where we go over the foundational movements in CrossFit, that those, once you kind of learn the foundation of these movements, right, they carry over into the other movements. It's kind of a hard balance, and it's actually something that I really, really am excited about and passionate about figuring out the best system for, because I don't feel like an onboarding, I don't know, there's a few different ways to do it, and I don't like all of it. I don't like the complete one of any of those things. I like little pieces of each of them, and I'm trying to figure out how to put them together, because a lot of gyms do an onboarding to where it's like a class that, let's say it's a special class, and once they get a certain amount of people sign up, or they do it like we do it every 2 weeks, then okay, you're signing up at the beginning of the month, sorry, you have to wait for 2 weeks before you can start your membership, because that's when our onboarding happens, or you need to wait until we get 2 more people to sign up so you can start your onboarding. And I just don't like encouraging people to wait when they're ready. So I don't like that model, but I like the efficiency of that model of grouping the new people together to be able to then be in a class, which is what they're going to experience. You want that community, you want that camaraderie. You don't want to like, hey, here's your first exposure to CrossFit, you're alone, you know. That's really not ideal. And so but you can't really, it doesn't make logistical sense to do everybody as an individual one-on-one session, because then you're using up a ton of time just onboarding people in the class, which is okay, but then you're missing out on the community and those things. And so we're also, one of the things that we're working on is finding that balance of like, maybe it's that you have a separate coach that is taking people through the movement at the same time that the class is like warming up and stuff. And then, all right, let's go over and join the class for the workout, and I'll stay with you, and we'll go through these movements at maybe a little bit slower pace with the class. I think there's a combo there that works. It's not something that we have to figure out right now, but something that we're definitely moving through and testing here to like figure out a good process for.
Yeah, and definitely important to have that process, right? A part of the whole thing of, you know, being able to want to help people reach their goals, change their lives, is be able to get more members in at more of a mass scale. And what comes in part of that is being able to sell them, essentially, right? And having a process that not only addresses their goals and what they're looking for, but also gives them a taste of what CrossFit's going to be like. with the current sales process that you do have you been, is this what you've been using on, you know, the 10 clients that you have now? So they basically went through the system you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And the first one or two, we built the system around them.
Okay. And do you track like your, because I know it's a little bit smaller scale right now, but also easier, right? Do you track your numbers, like your conversion rate or, you know, the amount of leads you get on a monthly basis through word of mouth? Are you able to track those?
I haven't yet, but it will definitely be something that we start. I'm also in the process of finding a really CRM? Good gym. Yeah, but I haven't found one fits all package yet. I found like, well, here's a good one for this aspect and this one's good for this. And I'm trying to kind of weigh out which is best for, you know, people, class check-ins versus, you know, the viewability of looking at the workout of the day and stuff. So that's also kind of wanted to settle on a good management platform. Then I will dive into like, okay, now let's use this to, you know, where our leads are coming through here, our kind of marketing is tied in with this and we can track everything. That'll be a part of that.
Yeah. And I always like to bring up at least numbers a little bit, because it's not a bad thing that, you know, people don't track numbers or they don't keep track of certain things. At the end of the day, it just teaches you, or it shows you, one, what you're doing well at, and two, things that you can improve on. Three, the things you're doing well at that you should press hard more on. Like even when it comes to your sales process, if you want to test out a couple different things, tracking the numbers would be beneficial to that, you know? So at least you could see the conversion rate, like, okay, let's go this route. This is working more. People seem to be, you know, closing more, turning into members more when we take them down this sales process. So I know we're chugging along here, but would you say it's within your goals or plans to maybe eventually hire more of a staff or have a team from within your facility?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And what's your, you know, I guess your goal timeline here? Because I know you have a route that you want to take, right? You want to get to this interim, having this interim facility, eventually get your own facility. What do you think is a reasonable timeline in your head where you think you could accomplish that?
Reasonable in my head is probably somewhere in the 2 to 3 to 5 year range.
Awesome. Okay. And a question that I do like to ask here, just because I think it's good for you to reflect on even the past couple months that you've been a gym owner, but what was the most difficult part of running and starting up your business?
Well, the most difficult part, I think with any business, because this is second or third business now, for me, is like, depending on what stage of life you're in, balancing the other aspects of your life with the new business. New business is so demanding. There's so much to be done, and there's so much low-hanging fruit that's just easy to just go and just wipe it out. I mean, I can really just eat up a lot of time just, yeah, let's fine-tune the website and let's work on this, and we need photography and we need these and we need, you know, building that image of the brand.
Yeah.
In addition to, that's all forward facing. What about the back facing? Like, okay, the processes that we're going to use for onboarding, for, you know, sign up, for cancellations, for all of that. We have two small kids, 1-year-old and 2-year-old. I have my my kind of full-time job, if you will, with video production, my brother. And so just kind of balancing those and being able to recognize priorities with those and say that you don't have to have everything right now. I just have to be able to have a plan for what for where I want to go, and then prioritize those steps along the way to get there and work on them little bit by little bit, or in whatever size chunks you need to in order to make it happen.
Right. And that'll always be an issue. I don't think the responsibility will ever leave it. And I'm sure you know that now, being a business owner and having businesses before, that pressure, at least level of responsibility, will always be kind of on your shoulders. So at least, what's your plan to combat that? Or do you have any, are you the only trainer? I know you and the wife train. Do you have two other partners? Do they train as well? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Did you say train or coach?
Coach.
Oh, sorry.
Either or.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Yeah. So, I would say that my wife is the, currently the primary coach. She has the most coaching experience and, has been doing that for a long time. I'm secondary. I have different perspectives and certain things that I'm good at and understand well for being able to coach people on stuff like that. And then our other partners are also coaching. Yes.
Okay. And Levi, if you could wave a magic wand here, right? Let's say a magic business wand, have your business be in the exact position that you want it. What would that really look like to you? The perfect CrossFit facility in your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. It would look like first of all, an amazing community, which is focused on growth, discipline, and creating freedom in our lives, freedom around our health, freedom around nutrition and movement and our bodies and everything that comes around with that. It focuses on all aspects of health, not just movement or not just lifting or the way that we eat, but it focuses on our mindset, our spiritual side, and gives people education and resources for those. To be a leader, an industry leader in our community, not for a gym, but for health. That is a business that is recognized not in kind of like the sense of sometimes you think about businesses in the community taking, they're just taking from the kind of the standpoint of like they are taking from the community, like getting members. All they're doing is receiving from there, but one that is giving education, giving resources. It is giving people opportunity that wouldn't be able to have a membership or be a part of a very high class, well established gym because of the cost of the membership or something like that. It would be, and having a kind of a nonprofit arm of the business also to provide more for people, more access for people. And I think that kind of more on the operational side, it would be an amazing place, an amazing facility that is well run, that is professional, that is excellent in everything that it provides, that offers more outlets than just a CrossFit class, that has rock climbing, that, bouldering and activities and yoga and a kids area and kids classes and nutrition. And I can see it very clearly in my mind, for sure.
And what do you think is like the biggest, I guess, bottleneck that you're facing right now from getting, because you obviously, care a lot about helping people and changing lives. What do you think is the biggest bottleneck that's holding you back from being able to help people on more of a mass scale like you want?
I'd say the bottleneck will eventually be, I'm not sure if it will be, which one will come first, the space or finding the right people to coach and start to come in, like the right staff. I'm not sure which of those will come first.
Both equally important, right? I mean, how would it at least like change your business and your life if you are able to, you know, move to the space you want, provide all the services you want, have more members?
You said, how would it change?
How would it change the business in general? For, I guess, you know, for you and you and the wife, right? How would that, you know, affect you guys and be able to change your life, change your business?
I'm not sure. I feel like it would be very rewarding to kind of see that. But it would be rewarding because of the process that it takes to get there. I think that what we're doing now is extremely fulfilling because we know that we are able to not just help people to be able to make a difference in their lives. Or at least give them that opportunity. And that for something for us, that's something that is very special and something that we love and that we have experienced ourselves through CrossFit, that it is something that changed our lives. And so just the ability to be able to now give that to other people, regardless of if it's one or if it's a, you know, 300, it is it's very fulfilling, and we love doing it.
I love it. And I think that's a pretty good place to start to wrap things up on this episode, Levi. But before we do sign out of here, please give a shout out to your website, Instagram page, Facebook, anything you want, just so the listeners can find some more info on you and your gym.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is CrossFitInevitable.com. And the same for our Instagram and Facebook, just CrossFit Inevitable. And you can, we encourage people to follow us there, see what we're doing, and shoot us a message. Even if you're nowhere even remotely in the area, just let us know that that you saw us. And if you ever drive through Kentucky going through I-65, we're right on the side of the interstate by the exit. Stop by and see us.
Yes, sir. Levi Sampley, you guys, from CrossFit Inevitable out of Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I appreciate you once again, brother. And as for the listeners, don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you are interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's four ways we can help you grow your gym for free. One, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. Two, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. Three, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. Four, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.